But as he let himself into the dark flat, his marvellous sense of elation began to ebb away. He turned up the lights in the bedroom. His wife lay asleep, squeezed over to her side of the bed. He remembered suddenly how she had said when he had told her he was going out to dinner, "You might have let me know before," and how he had answered, "Can't you possibly speak to me without offending against even good manners?" It was incredible, he thought, that she cared so little for him, incredible that she wasn't interested in the slightest in his triumphs and his artistic career. When so many women in her place would have given their eyes. Yes, he knew it. Why not acknowledge it? And there she lay, an enemy, even in her sleep. Must it ever be thus, he thought, the champagne still working. Ah, if we only were friends, how much I could tell her now about this evening, even about Timbuk's manner to me, and all that they said to me, and so on and so on. If only I felt that she was here to come back to, that I could confide in her, and so on and so on. In his emotion he pulled off his evening boot and simply hurled it in the corner. The noise woke his wife with a terrible start. She sat up, pushing back her hair, and he suddenly decided to have one more try to treat her as a friend, to tell her everything, to win her. Down he sat on the side of the bed and seized one of her hands. But of all those splendid things he had to say, not one could he utter. For some fiendish reason, the only words he could get out were, "Dear lady, I should be so charmed, so charmed."